Psalm 145, Part 1, Preface. After prayer should follow praise. This we are taught by the very arrangement of the book of Psalms in its latter part. The five preceding ones were psalms of prayer, in which David offered up manifold petitions, and in the last he promised to sing praises unto the Lord. This promise he performs in this present and in the following psalm till to the end of the book. Such is the right way. Begin with prayer and end with praise. Early, in the days of our youth, we should seek the Lord, offering unto him a penitent and humble heart, and not doubting his grace, we should give thanks for his loving kindness in our Savior. Then we should continue instant in prayer, diligent in hearing and meditating God's word, and should apply ourselves to walk in his ways. And our praise of the Lord should increase as we grow in grace, becoming more settled in faith, more experienced in the love and faithfulness of our God. The nearer we approach eternity, the more should our hearts be filled with praise and our lips with thanksgiving. Even as here, after five psalms of prayer, follow six of praise. After fervent prayer will be found much reason for praise. So, let us hear the first part of David's psalm of praise for Christ's greatness and the benefits of his kingdom. David's Psalm of Praise. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Summary. This psalm praises God's glory and majesty in high strains. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and King not of the earth only, but of the universe. He is the greatest. Wide is the earth and unmeasured the heavens, but God is greater. Greater is the Maker than that which is made. He is eternal, who alone possesses immortality. He is the mightiest. The towering mountains are his work, and to the surging waves he has set their bounds. His glory is unspeakable. Glorious is the light of the sun, but God dwells in a light which no man can approach. O come, let us kneel and bow down and worship before the Lord our Maker. Magnify his glory, and give praise unto his goodness. From the rising to the setting sun, let his name be great. Praise ye the Lord. Prayer. Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath come now with praises before him. He is thy light, soul keep it always in sight. Gladly forever adore him. Amen.